con Conmigo.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Conmigo. I'm Sarah, and I am so happy to have you listening and reading with me today. I'm very excited to introduce the wonderful offer we have on the show today with us. She's the author of so many children's books that I'm sure you have read, including some of my son's favorites, Where's Baby's Pumpkin and Toes, Ears, and Nose. She's written and illustrated so many fun stories. Her name is Karen Katz. Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for joining us on Conmigo today.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be on your podcast.
Thank you. Will you tell us a little bit about the book that you're going to be reading with us today?
Sure. I am going to be reading one of my favorite books. It's called Counting Kisses. And I wrote this book and did this book when my daughter was about 1 year old. And she inspired me because I used to give her a lot of kisses on a lot of different parts of her body.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's awesome. Well, we're very excited. All right, kids. So if you have this book in front of you, we're going to get ready to read. So open it up. And if not, sit back, relax, and enjoy as Karen Katz reads Counting Kisses. Take it away, Karen.
Okay, thanks. Counting Kisses by Karen Katz. My tired little baby, do you need a kiss? 10 little kisses on teeny tiny toes. 9 laughing kisses on busy wriggly feet. 8 squishy kisses on chubby yummy knees. 7 loud kisses on a pretty baby's belly button. 6 tickly kisses on baby's dimpled chin. 5 quick kisses on an itty-bitty nose. 4 warm kisses on 2 baby hands. 3 fuzzy kisses on sweet little ears. 2 gentle kisses on tired closing eyes. 1 last kiss on your sleepy, dreamy head. And now it's time for baby's bed. The end.
Oh, that was so sweet. Kisses are...
Thank you.
Yeah. Kisses are such special things that I think parents share with their kids. And those were really fun ones, little ones on the tummy. So do you want to tell us a little bit about you, what you think kisses mean when they come from family?
I do want to talk about kisses. You know, when my daughter was a baby, I used to give her little kisses on her tummy and her toes and all over. And it was the sweetest and most wonderful experience. And I think that when families have little babies and even older kids, it's so special to be able to kiss your little kid all over, on their little head and on their little fingers, and to make them laugh and to be close to them. It's a really special thing to do with your little baby and your little kid.
I totally agree. So guys, when your parents and your family gives you your little kisses on your cheeks and your toes, those are little special messages about how much they love you.
Yes.
Aww.
You said it perfectly, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much for reading that. That's such a beautiful story.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Are you ready to answer some questions we have from some kids today?
I absolutely want to answer some questions. What's the first one?
Okay, so I'm gonna let all of our audience know that there's a fun fact I want to share about you, about a job you had before you became a writer and illustrator. Do you want to tell the kids a little bit about the magic job you had, the magical job you had before you were an illustrator and a writer?
Yes. One of the jobs I had before I was a writer and an illustrator was I was a costume designer for a magician, and his name was Doug Henning. And I got to make beautiful, magical, sparkly costumes for him. And he invited me to design costumes for one of his TV specials at Christmas.
Oh.
And it was really fun and exciting to do that. One of the things when you work for a magician is you have to sign a piece of paper that says you will never tell how the magic trick is done.
Oh, that is so really exciting.
Yes. And he never let us see how he did the magic tricks. We don't really know.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Well, in honor of that fun job you had, we had some kids curious about what your favorite magic trick is.
Well, my favorite magic trick when Doug did his special shows was he would be on stage and he would have an elephant come out onto the stage, and then a curtain would come down and he would say whatever he would say, like abracadabra, and when the curtain went up, the elephant disappeared. I don't know where the elephant went.
That is amazing.
It was magic. I don't know where that elephant went.
Wow. To make an entire elephant disappear, that is a fantastic skill to have.
Yes, it is.
Very magical. Okay, so our second question is, what was your favorite book to illustrate?
That's a really hard question because I love illustrating all of my books. So I couldn't really pick a favorite, but I will say that the book I read today, Counting Kisses, is one of my most favorite books to illustrate because it was one of my first books, and it's about my kid. And I loved doing this because of all the different colors and patterns I got to choose. So this is one of my favorite books to illustrate.
Oh, that's great. I hope everyone can check that book out and see all the beautiful work that you did in the illustrations as well as the work you did with the words.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Ms. Katz, do you have any new books coming up that you can share about with us?
I do. I have a book that will come out next spring, and it's called My America. And it's a book about all the different kids who come here from many, many different countries and where they came from. And then I have another book for little babies coming out, and it's called Welcome Baby. And it's about what you do it's a little flat book, and it's about what you do when you bring a little baby home for the first time. And it's in honor of the fact that my daughter is now grown up and going to have a baby, and I'm going to be a grandmother.
That's exciting. And I know,
yeah.
I know a lot of kids have that experience too when they have their new brother or sister coming home for the first time. So that will be really nice to read.
Yes, that would be a special book for them to have.
Well, Karen Katz, thank you so much for reading with us on Conmigo today. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your stories and your artwork with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been really fun. It's really been fun. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And check out more books by Karen Katz, including one of my son's favorites, Where is Baby's Pumpkin? All right. Thank you so much to Richard Reiniger, our sound editor, Albert Swantner, our producer, Jessica Jackson, our designer, and to all of you for joining me on Conmigo today. Thanks for reading with us. See you next time.
Welcome Conmigo.